The damage that Matthew caused in Haiti was massive. If you imagine that there are about 10 million people in this country, about 2 million of them were affected by the hurricane, and out of them, 900,000 children. So that means nearly 1 out of 10 children in Haiti was affected by the hurricane. And still today, 3 months after, 600,000 children are affected and in need of help.
And what has UNICEF been doing to alleviate the problems that they've been suffering?
Well, amongst the issues is the fact that health facilities have been damaged, schools have been damaged, water infrastructure has been damaged, people's houses have been destroyed. So many families that had already very, very little at the beginning now have lost everything. So UNICEF has been working already before the onset of Matthew, but even further afterwards with the government, with partners on the ground, with communities to restore health facilities, to restore schools, to ensure that people have access to clean water, which is one of the crucial requirements to prevent epidemics. UNICEF has been working with the communities to ensure that children are protected and also to monitor malnutrition levels. So we are one player amongst many others. And the essential aspect to highlight is that it's the families that are working to get their lives back on track. We are there to give them a hand, to go even further, but they have shown after the earthquake, after Matthew, how incredibly resilient they are and that they are the main actors in getting their lives back on track.
And what more needs to be done? We've had 3 months of relief, but clearly there are many more months ahead.
Taking into account that now the immediate response is about to shift to rehabilitation and eventually to starting long-term development, UNICEF has set up offices in Lekai and in Jeremy. What needs to be done now is to ensure that all the social services restart so that children can go back to school, that children are protected from violence and from abuse, that children and their families have access to clean water and sanitation systems.
Is it fair to say that the life-threatening stage of this emergency is over? And what more do you need from the international community at this stage?
Well, there are still children whose life are threatened, because they have no access to clean water, because they are malnourished, because their families don't have enough food to feed them. So the life-threatening conditions, they are transitioning to something which is more a chronic conditions, but no matter what's the status, it's something that can be prevented. So international donors have been very generous to UNICEF appeal for increased funding after Matthew, and we're very grateful for that. But there needs to be more that has to be done. More funding for nutrition, more funding for the rehabilitation of schools, more funding to ensure that all the health centers are operational. And we're at the beginning of 2017, and we're also at the beginning of a whole year that will allow us to improve the conditions of children and their families in the areas that were affected by Matthew and the rest of the country.